majority of hunters in the United States are men. But Kelly Ott of Madison, Missouri wants to change that. She's helping more women learn to hunt, fish, and hike. KBIA's Veronica Mohesky recently caught up with Kelly Ott out on a recent hunt to learn more. Here's her story.
Kelly Ott is the Missouri chapter leader for Women of the Outdoors.
It's a nonprofit national organization that supports and empowers women and youth in outdoor activities.
Today, the women are going hunting.
We are doing whitetail archery.
Ott is joined by her daughter, Nicole Marie Pierce, and friends Jill Whitson and Tracy Rowe. They start practicing with their weapons a few hours before leaving.
We have four women that are going to be hunting with us today of all different ability levels, so it's kind of exciting.
Rowe explains her choice of bow.
I'm a little bit older than the rest of them, so I have a bad shoulder, so I'm shooting a crossbow. They're going to be using their compound bows.
Before they leave, the women spray each other with scent eliminators.
For whitetail, one thing I learned is that they really have a strong sense of smell. And for the first couple of years, I was getting busted all the time by the deer because they could smell me.
They trek into the woods, each to a separate deer stand.
When I tell you two to break off, you're going to go to that corner and you're going to head towards the north and I'll show you what. Okay. If you guys want me to.
Pierce is hopeful, but says hunting is not about the deer.
I'm not really looking to go hunting for the big game. We're just out trying to have a good time, and we practice shooting is a big part of it, and just being with old ladies is a big part of it too, the social aspect.
Ott says all women groups have different needs when hunting.
I see a lot more confidence building activities with women than I do with men. And it's great to have support of other women to acquire that, to get that. But even just like today, us coming out and shooting together, encouraging each other, everyone did great.
The dynamic is totally different with the guys. Everybody knows where they want to hunt. You know, like, oh, I get this stand. I want this stand. This deer's been at this stand, you know. With us ladies, I feel like it's a lot more laid back.
Women help support and give advice and encourage you to learn how to do things yourself, which I really like that aspect of hunting with women.
95% of my all-women hunts have been a lot more fun than my hunts with my husband and his buddies. There's no comparison.
The four women spend about 3 hours in their stands.
Well, this buck came from you guys, and I couldn't see him.
No deer were harvested tonight, but when they go back to Ott's house, there's venison waiting on the table.
The friendships that I'm able to make with these women's groups are amazing. Some of us didn't know each other before we, you know, started this year, and so we've become really good friends, and it's a really good opportunity to reach out and share things with other women.
As the women say, it's not about the hunt.
The hunting is fun. I love to hunt, but I've been doing this since I was a kid. It's more about the camaraderie. I mean, it really is. It's more about what goes on outside of the hunt, not just the hunt itself.
Veronica Mohesky, KBIA News, Madison.
That was KBIA's Veronica Mohesky out on a hunt with Kelly Ott, the leader of the Missouri chapter of Women of the Outdoors. You can find photos for this story and other stories at kbia.org.